Station 19, Paradise. Bible text. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Genesis 2, verse 15. Paradise is a concept common to all three main world religions. It is the place where human existence began, the Garden of Eden, as paradise is described in the Bible, Genesis 2, stands for unthreatened fruitfulness and boundless life fulfillment, for perfect goodness and a childlike, perpetual bond with God. Paradise is where love began, a place of yearning for those searching for meaning. But paradise was also the scene of the fall of man. Unable to curb their greed, Adam and Eve were seduced by the serpent and ate of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, though God had forbidden them to do so. And like Adam and Eve, we in the present day are also in constant danger of losing all sense of moderation and wanting to play God. The world is therefore not only a blessed and happy place, but one full of pain and suffering, not only productive and fruitful, but marked by failure and misery. People in the Rems Valley are familiar with all of these. Wine growers at work in their vineyards have to face a host of adversities that threaten their harvest, just as workers at the Daimler factory and elsewhere likewise earn their daily bread in the sometimes bitter sweat of their face. Even if life in this flourishing region seems pleasant enough, how much worry, conflict, and indifference is hidden behind closed doors? All facets of human life are found here, but as Christians we are led by a beacon of hope that makes us aware of what a wonderful world we live in, despite the problems. The Church Father Augustine, 354 to 430 AD, understood only too well the earnestness of the human condition, yet he virtually sees the grapevine as a relic of paradise from the Garden of Eden. He tells us, "There are many circumstances where wine is beneficial. It fortifies the weak stomach and restores our strength. It heals the wounds of body and soul and drives out melancholy and sadness. It dispels fatigue from the soul, brings joy, and encourages discourse among friends."